Third Perek of Peya Mishnah Dalit. The first discussion of the Mishnah is certain types of onions, whether they are chayav in Peya or not. Im mohois shel betzolim chayovis bepeya. The Yosi put Tanakhama says these im mohois shel betzolim. The way the onion grows is it starts off as a scallion and then it becomes a full grown onion, and sometimes it's left into the ground till eventually produces seeds on the top of the plant. As it gets older, it becomes less edible. So these emois are at a more developed stage when it's already been prepared to have the seeds grow out of it, and it is only eaten either top. Only eaten if one really has to eat it. It's not in its prime flavor, and therefore the Tanakhama says even so it's still considered an onion and tried and tame. Rabbi Yitzchak says it's puffer because it's not so readily edible. The second discussion in Mishnah is related to the previous discussions we had in this parak and the parak before about what is considered one field of produce and what's considered two fields. So malbanois and abetzolim shedain hayerik. We have square rows of onions that are separated by some other type of vegetable between them. So Rabbi Yisi oimer peya mikol echad ve'echad. Rabbi Yisi says you have to take a peya from each one independently, because we learned in the previous Mishnah that a zera acher, if somebody plants some other type of species in between two fields of other species, that's considered a hefsek. The Chachamim hold that these yirokas in respect to onions are not considered something that is masked between the two, and therefore you take one peya from the whole thing.